Energy. The Ministry of Energy and Petroleum has outlined significant achievements aligned with the government's bottom-up economic transformation agenda, BETA, asserting that the successes reflect the ministry's dedication to economic growth, value chain improvement and an improved manufacturing environment towards innovation and sustainable development. The State Department for Energy disclosed that the key achievements aligned with the government's agenda included increased power generation by 5.44% from 3,076 megawatts in 2022 to 3,243 megawatts in 2024, increased power transmission lines by 22% from 7,846 kilometers in 2022 to 9,577 kilometers in 2024 and power distribution lines by 3.2% from 82,210 in 2022 to 84,853 in 2024 as the number of KPLC customers increased by 8.7% from 8,919,584 in 2022 to 9,693,954 in 2024. On the other hand, the State Department of Petroleum's successes include enhanced capacity whereby it reduced demurrage cost from 2,227,411.7 kpc in 2022 to 496,382.5 kpc in 2024 and increased incremental flow rate for Kenya Petroleum Corporation per hour in Line 5 by 37% from 950 m³/hour in 2022 to 1,300 m³/hour. In 2024. The ministry's cabinet secretary, Opiyo Wondeyi, had hosted the Office of the Deputy Chief of Staff, DCOS, Performance and Delivery Management, led by their head, Eliud Owalo, to embark on the vetting exercise of the ministerial performance contract commitments for the financial year 2024-2025. Deputy Chief of Staff Performance and Delivery Management, Mr. Eliud Owalo, flanked by senior officers from his office, speaks on Monday, the 7th of October 2024 at Kawi Complex in Nairobi during a joint press briefing meeting with Energy and Petroleum Cabinet Secretary, Opiyo Wondeyi, on the vetted ministerial performance contracting commitments for the FY 2024-2025. Other key commitments aligned with the government's agenda include strengthening the policy, legal and institutional framework for energy development and accelerate the speed of completion of projects where the ministry has reviewed the National Energy Policy 2018, and enhancing energy generation mix that is clean, sustainable, affordable, competitive, reliable and secure where the ministry has constructed 4 institutional biogas plants, constructed 207 domestic biogas plants, completed 45 domestic biogas plants which commenced during the FY 2022-23 and conducted geotechnical studies of geothermal fields. Energy and Petroleum Cabinet Secretary, Opiyo Wondeyi, and Deputy Chief of Staff Performance and Delivery Management, Mr. Eliud Owalo, on Monday, the 7th of October 2024 at Kawi Complex in Nairobi, where they held a joint press briefing meeting on the vetted ministerial performance contracting commitments for the FY 2024-2025. Additional commitments include increasing customer connection in support of universal access to electricity and improving reliability and quality of electricity supply to enhance customer satisfaction and sales revenue growth facilitative of the country's prosperity trajectory where the ministry has undertaken technical validation of electricity power generation, transmission and distribution projects under implementation, developed power generation and transmission master plan, 2025 to 2045. And developed and submitted to Cabinet for approval the Cabinet Memo on Ownership of Last Mile Connectivity Project Assets. Another commitment includes enhancing exploration and investment in petroleum blocks for development of petroleum resources where the Ministry has promoted petroleum potential through the EAPCE 25 and reconstituted and published the Petroleum Exploration Block Map. Additionally, the Ministry will ensure security of supply and distribution of competitively priced petroleum products, and promote the use of liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, in households and public learning institutions where the Ministry has developed new infrastructure for clean cooking gas in 40 public learning institutions, completed the development of LPG infrastructure in the pilot 20 public learning institutions and has overseen the distribution of 60,006 kg cylinders and associated accessories to households by NOC.